Welcome to Living Hope. With today's teaching, here's the Reverend Richard Brunton.
Hello, welcome to the Living Hope program today. Today we're going to look at another of the miracles recorded in John's Gospel, and we find Jesus again in Cana of Galilee. This was where the miracle of turning water into wine had taken place, and he's back there, and while he's there, visiting Cana is a royal official whose son was very ill back at Capernaum, which isn't so far, but the royal official, I guess he'd heard about Jesus, and he's there, and he's saying, look, I have got this son, and he's ill, and I would really be grateful if you would come and heal him. Now, the Bible says this son, it's not a minor sickness, it's not something trivial at all, it's very serious. The Bible says he's close to death, but we notice that Jesus' response is really quite vigorous. He says, unless you people see signs and wonders, you'll never believe. I guess Jesus is already beginning to address the situation that people will just want the signs and wonders but are not prepared to put their faith in God and to really trust him. The royal official simply says, sir, come down before my child dies. In other words, he's saying, look, this is really serious. I wouldn't be bothering you about something that didn't matter. My child, who I love, is very, very special to me, and he's on the point of death. Please come. And Jesus then speaks these words. He says, go, your son will live. Well, that's it. He's not going to go to Capernaum. He's not going to go into the house where the son is sick. He's simply spoken the word, go, your son will live. And the official decides to take Jesus at his word. And he just says, Jesus has said it. That's enough. That's good enough for me. I'll now make my way home. The Bible says that while he was on his way, his servants met him with the news that his boy was living. And he said, well, you know, what time did he turn around? What time did he start to get better? And they said, well, yesterday at 1 in the afternoon, the fever left him. Then the father realized that this was the exact time at which Jesus had said to him, your son will live. And very significantly, what we read is this, so he and his whole household believed. Do you remember that rebuke I mentioned about Jesus? Unless you see signs and wonders, you'll never believe. Well, the result of this particular miracle is not just the obvious and precious, incredible truth that the boy who was at the point of death is alive. The evidence that would have pleased the heart of Jesus very much was that this man and his household are now putting their faith in him. They are in a place of belief and confidence in God. Quite remarkable that it's at the exact time that Jesus speaks that you see the miracle happen. This will be good to explore a little further when, after some worship, my good friend Patrick joins me to look a little more at this story in John's Gospel, chapter 4.
Dare to live, dare to dream again like a child. He knows the desires of your heart, though the tucks away, battered and bruised. Get up off the floor, it's time to stand tall. We were born to live, we're free to run. We've been given eternal life that we may never die. We have minds to dream, we have hearts to love. We're created to reign in life. Live the dream and fly like the eagle. The best is yet to come. The best is yet to come. Broken dreams, now just a whisper.
Listening to Living Hope, the ministry of the Reverend Richard Brunton. I'm Patrick Woodward, and I've joined Richard now to look a little further at this story in John chapter 4, the healing of the official's son. So let's just get the context. This took place in Cana, which, as you said, was the same place where we looked at in a previous programme that the water into the wine took place.
Yep, that's right. It's the same place.
So who was this royal official? Do we know anything about him?
We don't really. I mean, the Bible says that he was royal, so he was obviously attached to sort of one of the better-known families, as it were.
Mm.
I mean, Herod was royal. Whether he had any links with Herod, we don't know. We're not given a lot of detail. But I think perhaps the major point about who he is that although his position would have granted him many privileges, maybe he was economically a lot better off than many of the other people, it didn't take away that when the rubber hits the road, when the serious things happen, he needed Jesus.
Mm. And interestingly, he had heard of Jesus. So, you know, you wonder whether the news about the changing of water into wine and Jesus' connection with it had got around in that area.
Yes, I guess it must have done. I mean, Cana isn't a very massive place, but it becomes clear that despite Jesus not particularly wanting everyone to know, I guess a lot of people were beginning to know.
We're not really looking at issues of people's faith at the moment, are we? You know, faith isn't mentioned in the water into wine, and this official's faith is not mentioned as such. Although I suppose the fact that he approaches Jesus anyway, and obviously thinks Jesus can do something, would be an indication of his faith?
Yes. It's a little difficult, isn't it, sometimes to say, but I guess part of the situation is he's very desperate.
Mm.
You know, and God is gracious, isn't he? I mean, people do get into situations where they don't know where to turn. They are troubled. There's a big, big thing happening in their life. They have no answers in the world in which they live. They call out to God. And God doesn't say, well, it'd be better if you look to me in everyday things rather than just the crisis.
Mm.
Even in the crisis, God's merciful and listens.
Now, the interesting thing about this particular healing is that Jesus didn't have to be there. He didn't have to be at the boy's side. He was able to perform this miracle at a distance, if you like. So often with Jesus' miracles, there's different methods, aren't there, and different ways that he does it.
Yes, I think that's right. And I think it's important to never try to tie Jesus down and to say this is the way he'll do it, because we just don't know. But this is a royal official. This is someone who's used to giving orders, and a bit like the story of the Roman centurion as well that we have in another gospel. But essentially, to say the word, if you're in power, in authority, that is very, very powerful indeed.
Mm.
And so Jesus is saying, I don't need to come, your son will live.
Yeah. And the result was, obviously, that the son was well, but the official and all his household believed. So that's quite an impact.
Yes, it is. We see this occasionally in the Bible, don't we, where a leading person, like the Philippian jailer, like Lydia in Philippi, key people who believe. It's not that the others just follow blindly, but I think they also are prepared to take the step of faith when they see those that they respect taking that same step.
Interesting. Okay, Richard, thank you very much indeed. Join us again next time as we continue looking at God's Word in the next Living Hope. You've been listening to Living Hope from the Reverend Richard Brunton. If you'd like to contact Richard, please visit our website at living-hope.org.uk.